When you decided to run, mm-hmm. what factors going into it made you think that you could win?
Well, first of all, I looked at the numbers. I mean, I looked at the numbers in the district. I saw what percentage of people had voted which way. I also got a sense of what the issues were, because there was a study that was out there. What do these people in this district care about? And after I read all that, looked at it, I felt that my positions were more aligned with the positions that the district felt strongly about than that was being articulated by the present representative.
I mean, Martha Long has, I mean, this district is as split partisan-wise as it has ever been. I mean, it was, you know, it's roughly a little bit more than a 50-50 Republican-Democrat district, maybe 54-46. You know, Martha Long has won mm-hmm. a couple of close races. What have you learned from the experience of the people who've run against her before?
Okay, against her before?
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that it requires campaigning full-time, which is the reason I am on the leave of absence. That's probably the key issue. I have to be working every hour of every day. There are no weekends. I have to be out there getting my name out there, getting name recognition. That's key. I also learned that it's an expensive campaign. And so I have to raise the kind of money that's necessary to put on a strong, strong campaign. And we have. I mean, we've raised close to $316,000 already. So
how much more do you think you're going to need to raise?
Well, originally we thought the race would be about $350,000, but it's probably going to be closer to $500,000.
And you think you're going to be able to get that?
Oh, I know I can.
Okay.
And when I say I mean we. I mean, I certainly, you know, I'm not a person of independent wealth, and so it's really an incredible number of people that have already contributed. It's fantastic.
Martha Long has been going around saying that she's the Democrats' number one target this year. What do you think about that?
I didn't realize that's what she was saying, but clearly this district is being targeted. This district is being recognized as one of the most winnable districts by Democrats in the state.
What's your strategy for reaching out to people who are not Democrats or who don't think of themselves as Democrats?
I mean, other than giving all tickets to leave town? No, I'm just kidding. That's a very good question. One is, the first thing is, you know, we're doing, we just did a broad-based mailing to introduce me to people across the entire district so people would know who I am and what my leadership skills were. Secondly, block walking is key. I mean, I'm out there. I've been block walking since January, so I've block walked probably 1,200 homes myself, and we've done about 3,800, maybe close to 4,000 homes. So I'm talking to people. And I can tell you, and I know it's anecdotal, but I can tell you a lot of people have said to me, just last Sunday, a young woman said to me, well, my husband and I have always voted Republican, but we're fed up and we're willing to change. Now, you know, did she say that to me because I'm standing at the door? Maybe. But she wasn't the only person that has said that to me. So there are a lot of Republicans, but more so maybe independents. People in this is the most independent thinking district in the state. I mean, as you probably know, this district voted against Proposition 2 last November. Now, the proposition passed across the state, but the district voted against it, which shows you a very educated, it's the most highly educated district in the state, and one of the most independent thinking. So my way of thinking, hopefully the Democrats will vote for me. Hopefully independents will see that I would represent them. It's not about me. It's not about Ellen Cohn running, you know, winning a state legislature, but Ellen Cohn representing this district. And hopefully there will be Republicans who will say, you know what, let's vote the person, let's vote the issues, and not just press, you know, the 1-hour button.
Okay.